Smoking plant.
It's okay. You know, the thing is, if she makes noise, it's fine. I love organic.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah. Okay. That's so fine. This if you're is, cool with that, that's yeah, my life. So, okay.
Dude, like, I mean, Pia tell you, like, on my other shows, like, when my daughter was here, like, you would always hear her in the background and shit, you know? So, this is Moke and Friends. But today, I want to call this Lonnie and Friends because I'm in your space. This is my first time going somewhere else.
That's well, let's turn the record on so we can get all this on.
It right is recorded.
Now. Oh, it's recorded.
Yeah.
Oh shit! I'm special.
I kind of start off like awkward like that. I always like start off just recording without telling people. Yeah. So today. Oh wait. I'm gonna keep it going though. But fuck. Can I use that popper? Right, that's on that microphone right there.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Because yeah, I forgot mine's over here, and I was wondering why
you can undo that.
Why my levels were coming?
You know
up,
how to
so,
do that?
Yeah, because I have one in my box, but
yeah, no worries.
I was wondering why my levels were coming up so
aggressively.
Yeah.
Nice, cool.
But it's still recording. I don't do a lot of like I'm an organic dude, so.
That's comforting.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, I mean, sometimes, I guess it's good for sometimes, but, you know, it's just like I tell people, like, just remember, I don't really edit, so watch what you say.
Yeah, no worries.
It is like, I feel like I should, I don't know. It's only a minute, so I'm not sure people can bear with that for a minute. How's your mic?
I guess it's good. I don't hear shit, so.
Well, of course you don't.
You let me know.
Yeah. Okay. I used to do it with headphones, but I want to give more of a conversation thing. You know what I'm saying? When it's headphones, it feel like you're doing an interview. I'm gonna do this. So.
Yeah. Welcome to Lonnie and Friends, guys.
Yes. Today it is Lonnie and Moke. So, Lonnie. Get out of here, little Lonnie. I've known you for a while.
Yes.
And you, I don't know. Where do you want to start? Because, like, I've literally been preparing for this episode because I feel like this is my biggest episode right now. Oh, I feel like it is.
You're making me blush.
You just got your residency at State Goal.
Yes, I did.
Which was last night.
Yes, I started my first night. How's last that? Night. It was really amazing. It's a goal I wanted this year, you know, when the new year came and everything, and me and Reno had our talks. We talk every day.
And who's Reno?
Reno's my manager. Okay. You've already talked with him before.
Two, three episodes ago.
Yes. We just
all
got through talking.
All I need now is just Brandon Foster, and I would have got the whole camp.
Yeah. John Keyes, too.
Oh, yeah. John Keyes, too.
You should interview him. He is so busy. Yeah. But we got to talking about our yearly goals, and my goal was I want to go out of state and do shows, and if I'm home, I want to do a residency. So I got to do my out-of-state show.
Where was that at?
I went to Atlanta.
How was that? Was that with the Tri Card Quest shit?
No. I wish, yes. I am cool with the DJ.
Right.
Yeah. We're cool. Like, you know, cool. I met him on Instagram. Funny how you can just meet people on Instagram. I just shouted him out, him and Fife Dog, and tagged him, and he replied, and boom.
You know, when Fife died, the first thing I did was hit up P. Because I had always told P that, because me and him were going through the thing of, like, if I'm diabetic and shit. Turns out I'm not. I live a very unhealthy lifestyle, but the doctor said I am healthy as shit. So I don't know how that works.
It's mostly family history.
Yeah, but see, my mom, like my grandma and my grandfather, and my dad's a diabetic. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, how old are you?
30.
And what kind of diabetics are they? Are they type 1, type 2?
What's the difference?
The difference is type 1 is a complete dependent. You have to use insulin. Your pancreas does not work at all. Diabetic type 2 is because you're overweight. You're not watching your calories or triglycerides.
Okay, no.
And you just take something temporary, but you can get rid of that diabetes if you work out, eat right, and just, you know, live a healthy life.
Yeah.
So those are the two different ones.
Oh, I don't know that there are any of those.
Okay. Well, you know, it's not pretty much hereditary, which we thought, when it comes to diabetic twos. Marcel's the only one in his own, in his whole family, so.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone in his family are really type twos because they're, you know, they have high cholesterol or high triglycerides or, you know, things like that, or hypertension, you know. But he's the only one in his family that's type one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But back to the Atlanta show. Yeah. No, you're good.
I do this a lot. I
need to shout out my people because they definitely brought me out. Drew Sanders, he's with Fly Nation. He hit us up, collaboration with Singer's Room.
Fly Nation, we're talking about the Atlanta show?
Yes.
Okay.
And
shout out Fly Nation.
Yes, yes. And what was I going to say? Singer's Room. I've been blogged on there before. So they were getting together with that blog, and they were basically just getting together a roster because Drew wanted to start an R&B showcase, R&B Untapped, which he did, and it's blowing the fuck up right now.
Where is it at?
It's in Atlanta. It's at the Sweet Lounge. And he broke barriers and did his first R&B set for A3C.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So congratulations, Drew. Much love from Alicia Lani and the Key Street in Austin.
When are we getting you on AC3?
Man, I don't know. My manager, he always applies me there, and they always reject me.
Really?
Yeah. Through Sonic Bits, though. It's all political.
I know. It's,
you know.
Because you know what's crazy? Because that's how when I first moved here a couple years back, and I was trying to get on South By, I did it through Sonic Bids, and they rejected me, but then I ended up still getting on South By.
Unofficially, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's all about who you know. Because, you know, Reno, he submits me every year, and I get declined every year.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I think it's they only have a specific enough room for R&B. Know what I'm saying? Really look at the roster and see how much R&B is.
They're looking
there.
For pop, you know what I'm saying?
Pop, trap, you know, R&B or rap, hip hop, rock. You know, the things that's mostly popular. That I'm tired of people telling me that R&B is dying. No.
You don't think so?
No, hell no.
What?
Because why? I still believe in it. I still give it, and I still have fans come to me every time I perform. Telling me how much they appreciate me bringing.
But I think people say, like, they mean that when they say that, they mean like commercial.
Oh, well, of course. Because they're gonna sell what the kids are gonna buy.
Yeah, because like I think you're fucking R&B and soul, and but when I think about somebody who's on a higher scale, like when I think of commercial R&B, like I think of like Monica and like Kelly Rowland, like everybody else, I can't even fucking. You know what I'm saying?
Like Music Soul Child.
Yeah, Music
Soul
Child.
He's famous, but he's not A-list because you know why? He's not making the trendy shit.
Yeah, just like Anthony Hamilton.
Right. And he's amazing. I fucking love
him. Yeah. I think Fantasia's pretty good.
Fantasia's some good shit. Like, she's the one, like, really doing the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You got Missy as a co-signer? You would.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I love Missy Elliott. And she really didn't need Missy Elliott to help her. But
no, she didn't.
That really just helped her.
I think it kept her on the right path, though. It kept her relevant, in a sense.
It definitely did.
There was one point where I didn't hear about from Fantasia for a minute.
Oh, well, she lost herself for a while. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She married a dude within a couple months or so. And
really?
Tried to commit. Yeah, you didn't hear about that? She tried to commit suicide.
I thought that was just Kehlani that did that.
Nope. Funny thing is, I saw Kehlani during South By right before she did that shit.
Oh, was she famous, though?
No, she was in South By, yeah. She was on the...
Who was she famous?
Yeah.
Oh, so she was Kehlani.
Yeah.
Oh, she, like, after, like, right after South By...
After South By,
she,
that's when she tried to commit suicide.
Why? Because she left Kyrie Irving?
I have no clue, but... that's a very sensitive topic.
But the heart was what
as
heart
far
wants.
As what she did. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, I think her reasoning is always questionable.
Right.
But... the fact that she felt like she needed to kill herself, that's kind of just like, okay, you know, I hope you find the help you need, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But it was really just all the tabloids and rumors about her leaving someone else or cheating on someone with the party next door, which...
Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
From the Cavs.
And then him and the Cavs, yeah. So then
like, she left... You
gotta, disclaimer, guys, I am not up to pop culture much. I am
that's
a
good.
Fucking... I'm a hermit. I'm a big hermit. Like, I'm just going by what I've heard and what I've kind of briefly read. I don't know. I don't know I mean, him on the it, team. I don't, you know what I'm
I
saying?
Saw, like, I saw it off the internet. The internet says it is true. Mm-hmm. Whatever the internet put is true.
Oh, you're one of them.
No. You're one of them. Nah, if Twitter says it, it's true.
I usually go for it if it's TMZ. Like,
remember, have you used to go to Media Takeout?
Yeah.
I remember Media Takeout used to be like, it used to be a real gossip site. Now it's just like, on some fuckery. Just fucking.
Vlad TV too, sorry. Vlad? Shots, no shots. Sorry, not sorry. They just kind of...
Yeah, but like, yeah, it's a good... they exploit.
I like Rolling Out. They're cool. I learned about them while I was in Atlanta when I did that show.
Is that a, like a...
It's a media thing. They actually, Rolling Out was a part of the show. Like, they covered the show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so they did an interview for me. And actually, it was kind of weird because usually Drew always has, like, a special guest that will... open up and it'd be like a big name. And I haven't eaten today, so I can't say I remember the guy's name, but he's actually on a new movie and stuff. Like, he's been acting lately, but he was supposed to be doing the headlining, and he actually last minute canceled because he had a double book, and I ended up headlining the show.
What?
Yeah. yeah it was crazy.
How did that go?
It was awesome.
Did you have a band?
Yeah, but they were kind of... It was cool. Like I brought my John, my keyboardist, my producer, my
John Keys.
Yeah, I brought him because I've never been out of state. I never played with a band like that, and I'm just kind of particular about my shit.
Were you kind of Hollywood when you got there?
No, not at all. It's just musically, I would love to be comfortable. Yeah, that's all. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I brought John with me, and so we rocked out and shit. Like, it was awesome. It was great. It was really fun. I loved it. Like, Big Sid came, Chiquita came, like, the whole crew came. Like,
y'all flew them out?
They all came with us. Like, we all went together. We drove up there and we flew back all together.
And you were the only one performing?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's a team shit.
Love, yeah, like, yeah. For real. Like, I remember most days, you know, it'd just be me because, you know, baby gotta watch the baby. Or, mm-hmm. You know.
Like, Percy didn't go?
Huh?
Percy didn't go?
Nah, he didn't go. He couldn't make it. He had to work, and plus, you know.
I think Percy's, he dodges me. I think he was like, you know what, I'm just going to go to work today because I know Moke's coming.
No, he works every Saturday.
I know. I just give him shit, man.
I know you do.
Still, because that wedding, I'm still kind of salty about that.
I'm so sorry about that.
Still salty. So, all right. I'm trying to, like...
A lot of people want to invite, too. You deserve the invite.
Yes, I deserve the invite.
A lot of people want to invite, and I personally cannot hand out everybody an invite. So the people that did reach out and request an invite and you didn't get one, I'm so sorry. We were at capacity, and it's just a private thing. See, you know what I'm saying? Like, my shows you can come to, which... Some of y'all haven't came to yet that was really demanding invites. But I'm just sorry. Yeah, sorry, not sorry. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sorry that I couldn't invite you guys. But yeah, come to a show that I've been inviting you guys for the past 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah. what's changed from your show? Because, you know, I actually fall in that category because I think I've been to like 2 of your shows.
No, you're good, bro. I know people have life. Like, I got my own life. Like, I can't make it out to other people's shows like I want. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all up. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But and I'm not even mad at you over the wedding invite. It's Percy, because that fool would literally be in my face. Like, now every time I see him, I'll give my
FYI,
address.
Percy is Marcel, a.k.a. Problem Child, a.k.a. PC.
Yeah. I know it because you were calling him Percy. Like, it's just
because you call him
nature.
Percy.
Yeah, it's second nature.
It's funny.
To me,
I think it's hilarious.
It is. I don't know where.
You
I
know,
got that
Icky
from.
Calls him Uncle P. Like,
really?
Yeah.
I think it is. PC is somebody's uncle.
I know he is. He's so sweet.
So how's okay. So let's backtrack. So you used to battle dance.
Oh God, yeah. You caught me like showing Lonnie some like step up movie shit that was on TV.
So. Explain that.
I just did a lot of dancing.
Was it like the movies?
Not so like the powder and shit. Like, nah, bro. Like, it was like real kind of just. I didn't continue with it. I could have maybe gotten there to where I was more acrobatic with it, or hell yeah.
Where was this at?
I started dancing when I was young.
I mean, but like where? Texas?
Yeah. I've been here since I was four. So
where are you from?
I was born in Missouri. Mm-hmm. All my family from Missouri.
How's Missouri? Is that boring?
It's not boring. It's like, as far as like activities, carnivals, and like, you know, like concerts and like all the stuff that happens here, like the atmosphere and everything, I love it here. But it's not boring to me back at home because I got family. I don't have a lot of family out here. I have my mom, my dad. I have a, you know, an auntie and an uncle here.
Your dad lives out here?
No, my dad, he doesn't live here at all. No, he lives back in Missouri.
Okay.
It's just I'm never around all my family a lot, like my cousins my age, you know.
Yeah.
And all that. So, you know, it's never boring when I get up there, but as far as atmosphere and like just, you know, music and everything, like it's not, you know, it's not home.
Yeah.
Home
is
here, Austin. So.
Okay, so when did you first start singing? Like when?
I started singing when I was young. Like, I used to just keep up with the radio. My mom played the radio a lot. And, you know, back in the 90s, they had that good shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I would always, like, have a good memory and catch on to songs and just catch on to things. And I would sing songs on the radio. So, and it came to where my mom would always, like, brag to her friends, like, at least you know every song on the radio.
Yeah.
It's my little star. You know?
So when did it come to a point where you started pursuing?
Because I kept up with it. I was writing music. I was writing music by the time I learned how to write.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I like to write stories, short stories, poems, haikus, like all kinds of shit. And
nice.
I would like, well, I like writing, you know, my poems. And my poems are more like really sounding like music. Mm-hmm. Like, why don't I just learn how to just completely write songs?
Wow.
So I would just learn to do that. And I was so shy. I would only sing to myself.
Really?
And yeah. I was.
But did you know you were good?
No, I just wrote because I thought it was so fucking fun. But then in high school, that's when I started trying to get out of my shell and I started trying to sing out more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was always in choir, but I wanted to sing out more, you know?
Yeah.
Tried to get, you know, I knew I had a problem.
What do you mean?
Like, I was too bashful and I'm like, well, I want to be able to.
But you ain't nobody,
I feel like I can
you.
Sing. No. Like, I don't have any musical influences in my, like, with my mom or my brother. It was just basically what she had me listen to.
But, I mean, like, you didn't have friends like, yo, you should go out there and do it. Like, did your friends know
you
sang?
Well, you know, maybe sometimes I might open up to one or two and, like, kind of sing them something. Or, like, they'll catch me singing a song off the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, like, they would be like, you know, don't be shy. But it was morally like, you know, you got to do it on your own, you know. And I would get super shy. I would turn red.
Like, really?
My whole cheeks and my nose, like, get red. Yeah, it was pretty bad. But
wow.
Yeah. I would just be like, you know, I'll start to shake. And, like, I would get nervous bad. And I just kept singing in choir. Just kept singing and kept doing it.
Mm.
And I just would kind of just say, I had to be like, fuck it. I had to pick up my balls. And was like, just sing it. Sing it. Like.
So when was your first, like, fuck it, like, I'm going to sing in front of people moment?
When I started getting it really in high school, in like middle school, like I said, I was a dancer. That's like how I really expressed myself, and I kind of hid my music.
How are you afraid to sing, but you're like fucking dancing, pop locking this shit?
Because I never had a problem with expression with my body or anything. Like, it was just different with your voice. Like, that's a fucking instrument. Like, you know, that's not, you know, singers are singers, but that's like I put that on a higher standard for myself. Like, it was something I really, you know, I go back to writing. When I was writing the music, when I was doing that, like, that's my shit. I don't want nobody to tell me if I'm bad or anything. I kept that shit hidden, and I really got more of my confidence, which helped me out a lot with my dancing. Like, I was always in pep rallies. I was in the step team, I was in the dance squad, I was always in the choir.
Were you a cheerleader?
I was a cheerleader, really? Pop Warner cheerleader. Go Jags. Yes.
What's Pop Warner?
Pop Warner is like, it's like an organization for kids to do extracurricular activities, like play football or baseball or cheerlead.
You weren't cheerleading for your school.
You know, right, you're too young to do it at that time. You know, I was young. I was in elementary and shit. You know what I'm saying? You really can't do that shit until you get in middle school, 7th grade, right?
But
unless,
I mean,
they change the stipulations.
That sounds like you were so still like active and not, and doing bash non-bashful events
that had nothing to do with singing.
Yeah. But I mean, I just feel that when you're just step team or whatever, like at the end, like you're still gonna like talk to people. You still have to like communicate with your team, right?
Yeah, on step shit.
Right, but y'all, yeah.
Plus, Steph had me yelling a lot too. So like, eventually, I had to cut that out when I started singing in high school. Like I said, I started singing really, really much in high school. But I will say, like, I would do the talent shows, and since I was in third grade, I sung a Janet Jackson song.
What? That's Where Love Goes. That's the best R&B song in history.
No, I didn't sing that. That's kind of really inappropriate for a little girl to sing.
True. Yeah, sorry.
But it was, I can't remember. It's crazy. I don't remember the title because it wasn't one of those popular ones. Mm. But she did a video on it, and I remember the video. She was like with animals and elephants and shit. Mm. Like that video. I can't remember the song.
I've never seen that. I don't know.
I'm going to look it up right now but while I'm talking. But yeah, I did that one, and then ever since then, I did the talent show, so that was it. You know, like, I did talent shows. I sung in it, but that was it. That was only 3 minutes out of a whole year or so.
But you know, did you do good?
Yeah, I feel like I did.
So were people, weren't like, afterwards, like, yo, you're dope?
Yeah, they would always, you know.
So then that didn't give you confidence?
It did, but, like, when I started taking it seriously and writing my own music, that's a whole nother ballgame.
Okay, when was your first, like, recording?
My first recording?
Recording, like of your own shit.
On my phone, yeah. Because I told you, like, before we got on air, you know, I did a lot of favors for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And some of them, it didn't take too long. But then my first actual recording, I was grown. Like, I was 18
but
years old.
Like, studio recording.
Yeah. I don't want to say the name of it because I'm mad embarrassed about it now. But
why?
Because it's fucking embarrassing.
The song?
Yes. It's so embarrassing.
What's the name of it?
No. I just said I wasn't going to tell them. All my real ones know. All my day ones, they know. And if you know, you can tell Moak.
I don't think that's fair.
It's bad. Well, it's pretty fair.
I don't know. That doesn't seem right.
Well, you said you did your homework, so obviously you didn't dig deep enough.
But me doing my when I
no, but
I
mean,
because I know you.
I'm gonna let you figure that out. You got a computer right in front of you if you want to look it up.
This is be doing too much.
Doing too much. I'm making it interesting.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's my first one. I recorded it in San Antonio, and it was actually a remix to a Lil Wayne song. So there you go. There's a clue. Yes, ma'am. I guess.
Oh.
You gonna get it? We'll find a way. Go get your stool.
Uh
oh. Go get my table.
Oh, God.
Do you really?
No. Okay, Lonnie, I thought you was gonna get a little creative, but no. I'll get it for you. Excuse me, guys. Maybe he'll look up that song.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but... Are you on Wikipedia?
No, I don't think so.
You should have somebody do that. No, you should. I should be on Wikipedia.
No, pick one.
It's a podcast, nigga. Ooh, Halloween candy. Man, do not bring that over here. What candy? Man, it's an Oreo blast. So? All right.
I can't remember what year it was, but it was a long ass time ago.
So when did you meet Percy? When did that, like, when did you meet him, and when did y'all start a super group?
A super group? Is that your code name for, like, being together or what?
I mean, because y'all had a group, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I'm thinking all the way back. But we met in 2009. We met at a show.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at the Monarch Center, so you know how long ago that was.
Whose show was that?
I don't know. Some guy from Houston, honestly. And he ended up being some janky ass nigga. Like he, the concert was mad janky as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like niggas was pissed, ready to fight him. Like,
really?
Shots were fired, like straight like, literally up. Literally shots. Literally, while we were driving out of the parking lot, boop boop boop. I'm like, oh, time to go. Wow. Like, let's go now. Speed off right now. Let's go. You're not going fast enough. Like, really though.
Wow.
She got crazy, but I met him there, and I met him with Rockwell.
Shout out DJ Rockwell.
Shout out DJ Rockwell. Rock Samson now.
Mm-hmm. Change
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Why?
This nigga's like Diddy.
This is live.
Helpless Lonnie. Hey, Lonnie, say hi.
Hi.
Say hi in the mic.
Hi.
Lonnie's on that Halloween candy.
That's little Lonnie. That's my daughter. My seed. Me and Percy's.
Y'all plan on having creation. More kids?
He wants to. You know. Might. Yeah.
Do you?
I do eventually. I'd rather have them close together, but I'll have in-house babysitting. It's not the season for that, boo.
So, you and Percy, when did y'all make y'all's group?
We were together already for about 2 years, maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In Us We Trust, United Styles.
So y'all together for 2 years, and then you.
We started like the idea of it, really most likely.
Was he already doing music?
Yeah, yeah, and the collaborations were being made, but we kind of solidified it at maybe like. Dang, was Lonnie born or no? My memory has been really messed up since like having Lonnie. Like sometimes, I can't remember specifics. That sucks. It could be other things too, but yeah, we're just gonna leave it at that for today. So hello.
So like was he producing?
Not at the time.
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay,
that came later.
So I mean, like, what type of shit were y'all doing?
We were just getting beat tapes off of strictly beats.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just finding cool ass beat tapes and just doing what we do.
Yeah. Hmm.
Extra, extra, extra.
She turned so down. That was my train of thought.
Can you stop? Well, can you drink some water or something? There's no bottle. Get a cup.
There's no bottles of water.
Get a cup. That's what cups would be.
She does. She said.
She left a bottle of water sitting on my table for 3 days.
Now she wants one.
Now she wants one. Yeah. The things I go through.
So how long were y'all a group before you started doing your own thing? But before that happened, when did you realize you should start doing your own shit?
It was the year 2013. Like, he kept getting asked shows, and he kindly was declining them. Cause his mind was, you know, we got a family. I need to do for my family. Yeah. I need to really, like, he has, like, personal goals that he wants to make.
Yeah.
So, you know, he really kind of stepped down, you know, and was dealing with that, you know, and, you know, diabetes happened and that kind of, you know, that's a whole situation itself. You have to kind of keep your eyes and full attention on, so.
Because PC is low-key a legend.
He is.
Yeah.
He is.
So how was that? Like, was there ever ego issues? I mean, like, when he was already at legendary status, and then you were like, yo, I may be a demigod, so I need to go.
What's a demigod?
It's like a god below a god.
Never heard no one say that.
Yeah, it's some real shit. But When did you, like, were there on the time that you started taking shows? Was he like, yo, why are you taking shows? Or
no, it really all happened because I did that collaboration with a new artist, Benal. And to me, he's new.
Yeah, you know,
at that time.
Yeah.
But, and to him, I was new too. But, you know, we all know I've been around
a bit.
But he heard me at a show. I did, I don't know, Trey Yet invited me to the show. Actually, no. Let me backtrack. That was my first show. When I met Benal, I did that song "Smokey with Lace."
Mm-hmm.
I did that song at a show with Smokey with Lace.
Okay.
And Benal was there, and he was like, "Ooh, you know, you're dope. Like, I want to do music with you. Let's do a song. Send me a beat." Really, I was up for creativity. Like, I was gonna set the mood for the song, so I already had a hook in mind, and I put it down, and that was "Palm Trees," and then. You know, he rapped on it, and then he got his homie Wes. Actually, they both came out to my Atlanta show too.
Because
Benal moved out of there with his girl, and actually Wes lives out by there anyway.
Okay.
So they came to my show. Holla out!
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to those niggas. But I did that song with them, and then Trey Yet heard it, and he was like, "Hey, you want to set at my show?" And I'm like, "Fuck yeah!" So the same day I went home, and I didn't have no music. But I had music, but not recorded.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go home and instantly, like, go record set lists.
Really?
Like, a set show mix. Like, a show mix.
Why don't you just do it without the vocals, just the beat?
Because some of it, I'm a singer. I need my backups for you to get the idea of what my song is. Because, first of all, I don't nobody know this shit.
True. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So I had to have my backups and my support, whatever, for the songs. Because the way they were written. But I just went home and recorded some show mixes and ta-da.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't have my own music until, like, when I started recording First Impression.
Was it a good show?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah?
Yeah. I didn't disappoint. That was a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got good feedback. You know, Trey Yet, he was really, really ecstatic, like, happy. He was like, I remember him telling me, he's like, dude, you could headline your own show. I'm like, word?
Yeah.
He's like, fuck yeah. I was like, oh shit, okay, let's keep going. Like, let's go, you know, so.
So, what was the, I guess, the process or what inspired First Impression?
Just a lot of just situations I've witnessed, you know, with friends or whatever. Yeah. You know, and I wanted to be that cool R&B chick that makes some cool, like, love you, hate you music.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I was really, honestly, think about it. I've been singing for so long. I've been writing so long. I'm pretty backed up. So, like, you know, before living life and dealing with what I've done with now or later or in between, like, other situations, I was kind of just trying to get out, you know, cool-ass, like, songs that I actually felt were good songs for me, like, that I wrote, that I was like, oh, that's a good, you know, that's a good one right there. Really didn't even use none of the old shit that I've written. Like, all my journals, I still haven't touched those songs. I don't even think I'm going to ever record them.
Yeah.
Really, yeah, because by the time I've started doing music, I've grown so much. I'm a whole nother person.
Yeah.
That little girl didn't know nothing about nothing. She just sang about what she was inspired about all the music that she listened to growing up or learning their situations and the stories they told.
Okay.
Honestly. Or, like, you know, seeing my mom go through something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, witnessing something that you completely understood that you probably shouldn't have understood.
Right,
you know, things like that, you know.
So, okay. And, what I do want to say, because I've told this to Chiquita, Anya, Jake, Els, just a couple other people, but I'm proud of you now because I am a firm believer, and they should probably cut a check, because I always talk about this every show. I use Tidal.
Okay.
And I feel bad because I didn't know, because I said the same thing to Reno, and I didn't know that your album was on Tidal until Reno told me. So I was like, oh shit, like, it's been on there this whole time. I'm just saying because
that's new to me. I didn't even know it was on Tidal. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't use Tidal, so.
It's on Spotify too.
Oh, I know it's on Spotify and all that stuff, but I didn't know.
Well, I mean, if it's on Spotify, it's gonna be on Tidal.
Well, I just work, nigga. He gives me. He helps me be an artist. He helps me.
But I mean, I think that's. I real, told you I'm not. I think that's real dope. You know, like I
well,
mean.
Well, thank you.
Jake's Reservoir Dogs on Tidal.
Yeah.
There's a South by Southwest thing with Chiquita or something on Tidal. I know Brandon Foster. He has like a song on Tidal. But you're the only one who has like a full. You know, cause I was like, everybody has like all these good ass songs, but it's, you know, like I don't be trying to just ride on SoundCloud all day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's, your shit's on Tidal.
I sound so stupid not knowing my shit is on Tidal.
Yeah.
Well, guys, if you're a Tidal user, you can definitely pick up First Impressions on Tidal.
I mean, somebody owes you a check.
Really, though? Where my check at?
Nah, but yeah, First Impression is on Tidal, and
that's amazing.
But are you working on your second album?
I am.
Wait, okay. What did you? I see that award. What was that for?
Best New Artist and Best R&B.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you know that you were gonna get it?
I knew I was nominated, but.
I mean, this isn't just an honest question, but like, who else is R&B here?
We have a couple cats, girls and guys, honestly. I'm learning more and more. I'm seeing, like, of course, I've known of Tamika Jones, Ben Sina, you know what I'm saying, Jackie Vinson. She's bluesy more than anything, but yeah, it's like she's still
just one second. Singing. How did it feel to have Jackie open up for you at a show?
Oh, man, that was humbling as fuck. Cause like... Jackie, that gal, man.
I go to Jackie shows, and Jackie shows are always packed. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, she's awesome, dude.
To have her open up for you, like, that's... And just, like, the clash of the genre of music. Not even a fucking clash, but the mesh. Because she's, like, really fucking bluesy and shit, and she plays guitar, and then you're fucking, like, R&B Neil. So, like, that's a pretty crazy vibe.
Yeah, we did really awesome at Lambert's, man. Like, I was so, like...
And you're in fucking Lambert's, fucking high
class. I know! I was like...
Were there any black people there?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Were they eating?
Yes.
Really?
Yes! Okay. Yes! Like, we done came up, okay?
Oh,
like,
shit.
Chill, bro.
I'm sorry.
No, we were in there chilling, man. Like, eating, drinking, like, lounging. Like, and they even got up, you know? Like, it was awesome.
Damn.
Me, like, even, like, a couple people to this day, they talk about me and Jackie. We had a little moment. We were dancing in the crowd, and we were rapping something. I can't remember what we were rapping together, but we were singing something.
Man.
And it was awesome. Like, it was just good vibes. Like, I was just happy to be there. And, you know, John was like, oh, yeah, you were supposed to be opening up for somebody at Lambert's, but they not making it, so they're going to give it the show to you. And so... I asked Jackie if she wanted to perform with us. She said, cool. I was like, what, nigga?
Wow.
But, you know, like, we've always been cool. Like, she's sweet as fuck, dude. Yeah. Like, Jackie's that gal, like I said. Mm-hmm. And when I first met her, I was actually, Reno was making me host shows. I say that because I don't really like to host. Like, I don't mind it.
Like you were, like, coming up next to the stage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind it, but I want to perform, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, but it was great to even just be able to host it, too. Like, it was great to be, like, a curator. Like, I got to talk to people instead of just having to sing to them. You know what I'm saying? So, it was really awesome. But I met her then, and she performed. And it was... I remember because it was cold outside.
Yeah.
And it was cool. She was awesome. Like, I was like, hey, this girl's dope. I got to meet her. Like, she's sweet. Nice. And ever since then, like, been cool, you know?
Did y'all have a band?
Who?
Both of y'all. For y'all, for that show.
She came alone.
Mm.
I had a band, though.
Nice.
Yeah. I think it was a bit last minute because we didn't know that we got the slot, you know, just all to ourselves. So we kind of wanted to be like, hey, you know, bring somebody on, you know, that we, you know.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. It worked really out. Dope. It was so random. They told me in a week, oh, do you want to sing next week at Lambert's? I was like, fuck yeah.
See, if I would have came, I would have just been there and I wouldn't have been eating because...
Cause you that nigga.
and I ain't paying for that.
It was good though.
I'll get McDonald's before I go.
My mom, I told him, I was like, I really want to try the deviled eggs. I haven't had deviled eggs in a while.
Did they give you free food?
I think everybody that performed there in the crew got half off. Like, we got half off. So that was awesome.
So, still paid like $100? No, I'm joking.
No. Everybody was separate, so it was probably $10.
The joke was different in my head.
Oh, okay.
It was like more laughter.
Oh. Yeah, got you.
Okay, so are you working on a second album?
Yes.
What is it called? Can you talk about it? Or?
It doesn't have a name right now.
Yeah.
But I'm about six to nine songs in already.
Yeah.
I'm just going. I'm just really just recording and just doing what feels good to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, finally letting out what I've been wanting to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I love First Impressions, but it's all sampled, and it wasn't to where I could just completely... I really had to write around it. You know what I'm saying? I had to write to it, and I was not used to writing to music because I was a loner.
Did you get First Impression before you had a manager? I mean, were you...
Yeah, I was already working on First Impressions already, and by the time, you know, me and Reno and everybody got together... He kind of just was like, give me everything you got and we'll fix it and do whatever. Cause I was really recording it by myself.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I was recording with Marcel too, but singing vocals are completely different, like to work with.
Yeah.
So, you know, we definitely needed that help. So that shit helped out. That's so pretty. We gotta go to Hobby Lobby and get like yarn and buttons and stuff so you can make it like a real turkey. You wanna do that? We'll get some eyes. We'll give him an eye and a beak. And we'll give him the little red stuff at the bottom. Yeah? We'll do that? Okay. But, yeah. It was just, like, music. Like, kind of, like, really, like, just songs that I was just trying to get on wax. Like, just trying to record to make it, like, a reference track. Because I didn't know what I was doing. But I know I wanted to get it done.
Yeah.
So,
nice.
You know, like,
yeah.
Like it.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
So, what else? Oh, what was your take on just things during like the Comchild era? Like, were you a part of that?
Yeah, I was. Me and P.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun and consistent.
Yeah, I thought it was really dope. It's weird, like broke up like Rockefeller, but just like in a crazy way. Crazy,
yeah, I just recently saw like a Comchild picture.
Yeah, I think they're still like something. They're still doing it or using it as something. I still my most memorable Comchild moment was that time I had that show and it was popping and you and P came in through the window.
Oh,
and
yeah. Then
P got in trouble that night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Problem child likes to get in trouble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That night, P's life changed. Nah, but anybody? Oh, okay. So tell me.
Shout out to Parker Murray, by the way.
Yes.
Yes.
Rex been on here. I'm trying to get Damien.
His old married ass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I congratulations again, man. Every time I see him, I'm like, I'm so proud of you.
I was like, nigga, I didn't know you were married. Like nobody ever told me shit.
Well, I just saw it on Facebook.
Me too.
You know, I just made scroll a little bit.
But, damn, I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, if I mean, I don't know how the R&B competition is, but
see, that's what's wrong with y'all rappers. Y'all always think it's beef. Like I remember, you used to always try to egg me on some beef shit. Like you always be like, "Come on, Lonnie, like fuck her up."
Yeah,
like I'm like, it's dude, it's not like that. Like with us, like. Y'all rappers are like
okay.
It's fun. I think it's entertaining, but
yeah.
Like I'm not that type of person, and it's not like that with us R&B girls.
I was just saying because you know sometimes people don't want to like say people's names. Cause I was gonna say I just want to know who are like other R&B people.
Oh, we were getting to that. I told you Tamika Jones, Ben Sina, of course the crew, Jake Lloyd. Brendan Foster. We have a lot of people in Austin that does R&B, but it's all, I see levels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're out there. It's just about who you function with and who, you know what I'm saying, who reaches out to you the most or, you know.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. I just look for shows with names I recognize.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, well, everybody I've named and everybody that I've ever even did work with, like, you know, everybody as far as, you know, Anya, I've did work with Anya. She's more hip hop.
Yeah.
But she's done work with a lot of R&B artists like Sonya and everybody. Mm. Like, yeah, there's so many more singers. Like, ever since, like, remember I used to do all those hip hop shows?
Mm-hmm.
This is how I met Reno. I used to do all those hip hop shows. Remember, I'd be the only girl most likely on stage most times, you know? And I was always only R&B unless, you know, Q Lee was there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I needed somewhere where I can find, you know, people that do R&B too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to be in my genre. I wanted to see who was out here in Austin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would go look on Reverb Nation at Austin R&B, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and see, like, you know, Nubia Eamon, like,
Latasha Lee, like,
I know some of them, most people I do, I know on a personal basis.
Yeah.
Most people are like, hey, what's up, girl, you doing good shit, you know, hi, babe, hi, and bye, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Do they just perform up north?
No.
I feel like
Lee travels everywhere.
I feel like all the black people just stay up north and perform.
No,
like
no, they go downtown.
I only hear about shows or pay attention to shows that are south.
Well, no, they be out south too.
Mm.
Like my show last night was out south.
Where's Stay Gold?
Stay Gold is on East Caesar Chavez.
East Caesar, where's that?
On the east side of Caesar Chavez.
Is it on the other side?
Yeah, the east side, not downtown side.
Is it like hipsterish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it a big hipster crowd?
Yeah, it was really mixed.
Yeah, like mixed with what?
With a little bit of everybody, all kinds of crowds and.
So it's not a restaurant.
There is a food truck in the back that serves delicious food.
Are you?
Everybody was eating.
Are you performing inside or outside?
Inside.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very intimate inside too. Everybody's sitting down, chilling.
Is your band there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I packed it out. At a period, like, that bitch was packed.
Yeah.
Like, it was a lot of people standing up.
Damn.
All the way to the door.
Damn, but that's dope.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. There's a lot of people you knew out.
Yeah, I saw some people I knew, like, from work and my peers and fans and people that just found me out on. Like, last night I met some fans that, man, I've been following you for the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Past couple shows you've done, and I just noticed that you were coming out again, so I'm here, and it was just, like, awesome. Like,
wow.
And I'm like, this is awesome. This is just the first show. I get to see my people. I can see just regulars or people that just want to see me and be able to catch me on a regular basis, because sometimes my shows be sporadic. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it'd be a couple months and then boom. Like, or I'll have a few in 1 month, you know. And sometimes it conflicts with people's schedules. So now that I feel like I have somewhere consistent that I can go and perform at, it'll give people a chance to really just come out and really enjoy yourself. You know, it's free.
Yeah.
Happy hour. You know, and they got good food.
What time?
It's from 7 to 9 every Friday.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What are you performing? Are you performing your shit or?
Yeah, I'm doing mixes? Originals and covers, and then the band jams out sometimes. Like, we just have a good time.
So do you have a set list?
Yeah.
Are you gonna be performing new shit every week? I mean, different shit.
Yeah, I've been adding. I'm gonna be adding new songs whenever I, you know, that's kind of the secret. I'm kind of letting out the bag. I will be previewing new songs with my.
But what about collabs?
I got collabs.
I mean, but would you do that on your residential night?
Residential. I'm sure night? If it's my night, I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
But let's. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
I'm sure, like, if they wouldn't have a problem with that, or, you know,
that's like
something like that. But honestly, I really want to enjoy my residency at the same time. I might have, like, some friends pop up, or, you
yeah.
know. But I really just, you know, I've seen a lot of people enjoy theirs, and I kind of want to enjoy mine too.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, yeah, you should. Why not?
But I just had my first one, so give me some time. I got to the end of the year.
That's true. Sorry.
Yes. Ma'am. When I'm done with them. Find some business. Right now, child.
You're writing your friends.
I'm writing your friends. What's your friend?
Motherhood.
Oh, yeah.
Motherhood. I'm watching you, man.
She did a little, what's that little girl name? Curry's little daughter?
Oh,
Riley, what's her name? Riley?
Yeah, Riley.
She went like this to one of the reporters. Like, oh, she did? I saw Mimi about it. I was like, oh my God, that's hilarious. I was like, that's Lonnie all day.
Did you say Mimi? It's memes.
Memes, whatever. See, I told you I'm a hermit. Sorry. Call them what I want. Call them what I want.
Mimi's. There's nothing wrong with that. What else? Are you voting?
I've already voted.
Trump, right?
I'm not going to disclose my candidate, which is not Trump, but I'm not going to disclose my candidate. I don't want to start that.
Really? You know.
I
don't vote.
You should vote. That's like the worst thing you could ever do. It's not to do nothing.
But it's not. It doesn't affect me.
It affects the country. Ow. And okay, I'm not finna do this with you. You why? Know why? Lonnie, I know I'm not supposed to tell nobody what I'm voting for, but you didn't even vote. Don't ever not vote, Lonnie. You hear me? Whenever you get your opportunity and you're of age, you register.
I may vote.
You should.
If I do, I'm just gonna vote.
Hey, all the listeners out there, if y'all want Mook to fucking vote, I demand y'all to comment and say vote.
I'm gonna vote.
You better vote. This is like this is the worst campaign ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, not to say nothing at all, it's like the worst thing ever. Worst thing ever at this point.
How?
Because you have that choice to vote. And we can go back to races and civil wars and everything as far as the fight, everything, like all the sacrifices to vote for you to have a voice, for you to have an opinion about how you want someone to delegate your country and your benefits, your health care, your minimum wage, your taxes, your everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, why not take advantage of and put your opinion on that?
I may vote because I saw Jay-Z at a Hillary convention.
Well, whatever sways you, my nigga. So, like, yeah, okay, whatever sways
Jay's
you.
If Jay's good with
vote,
it.
Vote for her, okay? Vote
if
for
Jay's
her.
If Jay's good with it, I'm good with
yes,
it.
Yes, we're going for her. Because I want, just like Beyonce said, I want my daughter to grow up and know that a woman can run this United States in less.
Did you see it too?
Yeah, I saw clips of it.
Yeah.
And she said, you know, about 100 years ago, women couldn't even vote. And now we're up for office.
Yeah.
Just like the same thing with Obama, you know what I'm saying? With mm-hmm. our race. That should be enough, Mook.
Maybe. See, George.
Mook's going to be an asshole, but I'm sure he's going to vote.
I am.
You're going to go vote.
I'm going to vote. Whenever the next time to vote. When's the next time to vote? You can vote now?
I think in Texas, I think early polls have closed. I don't know, but I think election date is the 8th.
Yeah, that's next week.
Yeah, so.
Damn, man.
Fine time, nigga.
That's scary. I think this episode might be out the Monday after election.
It's okay. We'll do it for next time. Just gotta instill that shit in our future, man.
Yeah.
So, all you 12-year-olds, fucking vote.
12-year-olds?
Yeah, and up and beyond, and everybody.
12-year-olds can't vote.
But by the time they get out of office, maybe they can vote. You know what I'm saying? Like,
future.
Probably not the correct math. Whatever, you get the fucking
No, if you're talking about the future, then yeah.
Yeah, our future, our kids that's going to, you know, vote in the future once term, or God forbid, whoever gets this presidency don't get a second term. I'm sorry. I want to see other options. I honestly feel like we need a break. We need to
just put Bernie in.
Man, Bernie dropped out, so
he didn't drop out.
What happened? I heard he dropped out.
Oh well, yeah, because he, you know, it wasn't looking good for him, I guess.
Yeah. Lonnie, are you bored? You want something to do? Go get my notebook.
So,
actually, I have it right here. You can use this one.
How is it being a R&B person and like in motherhood? Like when you make songs, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you keep in mind for everybody, or are you just like make what you want, or you make adultish type music?
I do a little bit of everything, yeah. I make what I like. I make what makes me feel good, like what I hear. And, you know, most of it's not one stop, you know, subject. You know, this, yes. Sure. Usually, you know, what I've been writing, you know, now is like a lot of different topics. It's not just about love or heartbreak or, you know, family, or you know where you're from, you know, it's just about different stuff and in different ways. And I'm really excited about this project. Like, I'm actually getting to express and collaborate. I've been writing with others, you know. I've been writing, yeah. I kind of want to keep it a secret, so I want y'all to be surprised. And because I'm just happy and surprised that I'm doing it right now.
Do you feel you're like a role model?
I've been told I am, like, and I would love to be a role model. I have a daughter, like, I want to be her role model. I want to show her that you can do it all, baby. You know what I'm saying? You can do what you have to do and what you want to do, as long as you work hard and, you know, you do what you got to do, period. Like, I want to be a good role model, so I would love to be seen as a good role model. And, you know, I've been told that a few times, so that's the most highest compliment ever, you know what I'm saying? To be a role model.
Yeah, it is.
Mommy, did you already vote?
Yeah, baby, we talked about voting. Maybe we're not talking about that anymore.
You vote?
I feel like she's turned up just because she knows that this is going on.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
She turned into an actress.
I'm getting her an agent. I'm looking into getting her into Disney or something.
You should.
Like, straight up. Like, she is just...
You should. I'll be in her entourage.
And I would definitely be, like, highly be like, uh-uh, like, one project. Maybe. And that has... Like, one project she'd do a year. Like, I don't want my baby, like...
To be a star?
I want her to have a normal life.
But what if the money's like, where she's, like, getting paid $1 million a season?
Well, then... We'll think about that later. But, like, just to, you know, if she gets booked, you know, I want it to start off slow. And because I want her to be able to enjoy her childhood. But if it gets to that point, you know, we'll work it out. We'll get.
What if it gets to that point and she says, I want to buy a Lamborghini, it's my money?
Not until you're 18, you can make those legal decisions.
And what if
she puts are we having this
her
conversation?
Lawyer too?
He's so silly, guy.
She sends the lawyers after you, and she signed the powers of attorney to a lawyer.
It's funny.
The lawyer.
She can't do nothing. I don't think it'll get to that. I'm not one of those moms. Like, but she can. No, a Lamborghini is just too much.
Really?
You can buy a little toy car, like me, like one you can little ride in.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's 6 years old. About, yeah.
So you are filling out birthday invitations.
Yes.
Interesting.
Lonnie got a birthday coming up.
Lonnie's going to be 6.
Lonnie is going to be 6.
So that means you're 3 right now.
She's looking at you like, you know you're wrong.
Oh, the look on her face. So what's your... Where can people find you?
Well, you know, like we talked about previously, my residency at Stagold. I'll be there every Friday till the end of the year from 7 to 9, happy hour. Let me be your pre-turn up 8.
Yeah.
And, you know, website and internet-wise, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I have my own website, AliciaLaniMusic.com. Just follow me. And like we talked about earlier, I'm on Tidal.
Yeah.
I'm on Spotify and SoundCloud and all that, iHeartRadio and all that jazz.
Probably even on Apple Music.
Probably, yeah. So.
Yeah, you get paid for that stuff.
Loves it. Loves it.
Yeah, just throwing that out
there. This next album, like, I'm, like, hoping, like, I kind of want to do, like, commercial placements and show placements.
When are you dropping this?
I have no clue.
So, is the recording going to be different from the first? Because the first album you recorded were here?
I recorded them here, but I revised them with Key Street once I got with my manager. From the first Remember album? We talked about?
Yeah, yeah.
I gave him all my tracks, and then we just...
Okay.
I re-recorded everything with John.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do they just, like, take the recording, or... Do they like
we recorded like, them all
but do
over.
They say like, all right, you should do it like this instead of like that?
Yeah, they taught me a lot of things, like, because I never had like a music theory person that knows how to play an instrument, that knows notes and knows that to help me and to better my ear. Like, okay, I could tell you've been singing for a long time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, yeah, we're not all perfect, but I'm working on my shit. And I'm like, you're right. I need someone that I can collaborate with, that can find that R&B like music gel too. And that's the keys, man. Like we be vibing. And I've been meeting a lot of other people I've been collaborating and vibing with too lately. So it's definitely been a lot of growth on my end. Definitely a lot of growth.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of like
nice.
Things I should have known of. You know what I'm saying? I should have known this or that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you know, I've tried to learn to play keys. I try to touch it every now and then. I ain't gonna lie, like, I have not been putting time to it like I should.
Yeah.
I've been mad busy, like, writing or doing this or messing with her.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the family and, you know, and stuff like that. So I definitely need to put more time into my music, like, as far as, like, touching my instruments. I have an acoustic and a keyboard, so
okay.
I need to start touching them more and just getting more, just perfecting that craft, because we're all growing. You're never not growing.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like,
true.
I'm happy to be growing with Austin. So, I'm happy that I can do it, you know, with you guys.
Yeah.
I can just process my growth. And it's refreshing, because people tell me, like, there'd be people that is inspired but wanting to do the same things. And they're like, you know, it's just refreshing to see people doing what they say they're gonna do, and it's coming through, and it's coming, and you're getting blessed. You're doing this, you're doing that, you know, blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
So like, just keep at it. Don't ever get off that fucking wave. If you feel that wave, and you feeling steady, don't go unsteady.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
There's things I've slacked on, but that's because I'm trying to stay unsteady.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I will find that time to do that, because I know I drill it in myself every day. Oh my God. The campaign commercials drive Lonnie crazy. She loves them. But it's just the refreshingness of doing it and just learning and accomplishing my goals and learning what I need to learn and seeing more and being introduced to more things that I should have been introduced to. Because, you know, like I said before, I've never had a family member or someone that was completely influenced with musically, like, have me singing or play a guitar and have me sing, or like, you know, I never had that. You know what I'm saying? So like, just to hear the music my mom would give, you know, supply to me, or that I would listen to in it, you know, I love music, and I just found that I did, and that I just went with it with the, you know, the talent shows as a young age and everything, you know. I just knew that it was just something I just needed to completely conform and just completely commit myself to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Especially seeing how much is going on, you know, like, you know, especially the past few years, I completely made a lot of life decisions to like commit myself to it.
Yeah.
I want you to write these sentences so you know your main, you know, your main words and stuff and how to write
sight words?
Your sight words and everything.
Okay.
So this says, it's raining today, period. We are sending birthday invitations today. They're kind of not perfect sentences, but you'll know what it's going on today, because it's raining today, right?
Yes.
And we are sending your birthday invitations out, right?
We're sending birthday
invitations.
Invites today.
So you go ahead and write that, okay?
I have to copy it?
Yeah, write it like that.
Okay.
You know how you write your name and you write your ABCs and stuff?
Okay.
Write that sentences. Okay, cool. Occupied.
She's left-handed.
And write them how many ever times you want. Preferably five. But back, you know, I'd never had that influence of, like,
yeah.
the growth and everything and doing it with everyone, and everybody's still enjoying me and my musicianist and everybody that I work with and the people that I work with and the people that, you know, are giving me love. I really appreciate it. Yeah. Just want to say thank you to everybody. And even if you're still listening after this long-ass conversation, like, I appreciate you. Thank you. Yeah.
Well, that is all I have.
That's today. All you got? I'm cool with still talking, bro. Like, that was just a little laughter, a little snicker for everybody.
No.
You know how the preachers be like, you know, I know you're hungry and,
yeah.
you know, and I know you're ready to go and stretch your legs out and
yeah.
go ahead and walk your day and start your day and be with your family and
is to say different things for an hour.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I've been taking up your time, and you know, it's almost 3:00, it's lunchtime, and you know, we fed y'all at 8:00 this morning. I know you're hungry.
What church do you go to?
Oh, man. Like, I've been to a few, but they were awesome, man.
Did
like,
they feed you in the morning?
Huh?
Did they give you food?
We would, yeah, we would go to early, you know, breakfast, and then we have Bible study, and then we would go to church. And church is a good three, almost 4 hours, you know, if you have a good service, you know what I'm saying?
So, full days of work.
Full days of work, man. Give it to God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 8 hours.
Yeah, I do admit, it's been a while since I've been back to church. I still have my beliefs, but, you know, I'm wanting to start to make more time for that, like, especially, like, Lonnie Loves Church,
and,
you know, things like that. I need to, you know, put more time into that.
Spirituality.
I'm starting to read a lot more, and that's why I'm excited about this new project. Like, I've been reading, you know, just building up that vocabulary, because, you know, when you're adults, you know how to read, so you just read the necessity, your bills, your fucking bills, your, you know, all that, you know, whatever that your kids bring home, or, you know, when you read into your kids, you know, or whatever. But, you know, as adults, I, you know, that's one thing I'm trying to put more time to, too. Like, maybe once I start getting on the road, like, touring, I'll have more time to, you know, read my books and, you know, write my music. I always put my spare time to writing music. Mm. So, like, I heard this beat. I know I got this beat.
Yeah.
Let me just write this real quick.
Do you have fire beats, or are you messing with different producers? Or
I do. I have producers that send me things. And
does P give you anything?
P, we are working on things together as far as that. But, like, giving me things.
How is that?
It's going good. Like, I'm trying to get him more involved with more musicians. Mm. So, like, I want to bring people over and have him, like, do their music, like sample their music, so it's authentic. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I want to get on that train. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Mommy,
I'm more on that.
I don't have no more space.
You have all this space right here, baby. Just keep going. You just started on a new line, baby. We are sending, and then just go ahead and scratch that out and put invites. Birthday invites. We'll start birthday over. So, like, scratch that out and then write birthday invites however you need to. And if you feel like that word is not going to fit right there, just start on another line. Okay? But you got to write in your lines, baby. Okay? Which you're doing a good job of. So, go ahead and start right here. Birthday. B-I-R. But, sorry about that.
I'm glad I don't have kids.
Shut up, boo. You got kids.
Yeah,
they can read and write, right? You said they're in third grade, right?
Yeah.
She is in her prime right now. She's learning.
What is she in, kindergarten?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. She loves it, though. She loves to write and loves to draw and loves to paint. Like,
that's good.
Mm-hmm. Lonnie, are you excited about your paint party?
She's like, yes.
I feel like I dropped the bomb on her right now. I just told her what she was having. Paint party, yeah.
Where are you gonna have it at?
Marcel's best friend Rocky. Uh-huh. He has a house right across the way.
White dude.
Yeah. He met him. Yeah. He has his house, and he has, like, tile floor and stuff. Mm. And I was like, oh, it'd be easier to cover up, tape the, you know, tape cover
so
down.
So
you
do it inside.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it inside. It's November, so. Well, I wouldn't suspect in this weather.
It's not really cold.
That's what I'm saying. I figured it was going to be cold. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Last year, it never got cold.
But he has a backyard, too, so that's fine. So, like, I thought it would just be cool to have it there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and I love to DIY things. Yeah, if you know me or you want to get to know me, one little thing is I like to DIY things. I think it's really fun. I'm real artsy craftsy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I am. So we're going to do that. It's going to be really awesome. We're going to do a paint party. I got some games in line, and I'm going to cater the whole thing. And you know I get down. And yeah. You know I cook.
I was actually, for some reason, expecting there would be food.
Oh, man, I told you I haven't been grocery shopping yet.
I know.
Right after this, I'm about to go.
I was like, man, I probably should have came after. Nah. But yeah, anything else you want to say?
I just want to thank you for having me today.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's fucking, I can get the president before I can get you.
Oh, man.
Y'all are the hardest people to get in contact with. I know the other time was my fault, though.
It's okay. We all have things coming up.
I don't know.
You live far, bro.
Yeah. When I was on the way here, I was like 39 minutes. I was like, fuck. Yeah.
And you, but when you hit me up about it, I just had so much going.
Yeah. Weekend is good because traffic
is bad. It's slowing down now. Yeah. Like, it's now I'm just like residency, like, you know, boom, you know.
How many times a week you work going to studio?
At least once or twice. I try.
But do you record?
Or? Yeah. I had a.
Every time?
Yeah. In some way, a fashion or form, yes.
Like, does it, is it
most
like,
of the times when I get to the studio, I already have stuff to work on.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I'm ready.
Do you like finish it one day?
No, because we hear different things, and like if we do it, it must be the bass run through and not the harmonies, or like we don't get through all that. And I always listen to stuff, and then I'm like, oh, well, I hear this, or I want to change this. Like, it doesn't take me, I'm not like that. I'm like super like rough draft, you know, like the way you write a paper kind of thing. Like, I'm really like that. Like, I have to do my rough draft. I have to do like what I hear and what I want to hear and hear it through, and then, you know, oh, I hear this on it, and it don't take me long because I'll just sit there and just listen to it over and over.
So how many sessions do you think it takes to make a song?
For me, like, maybe like 1 to 2, because the next time I know what I want to do. And then, you know, being with John, like, our chemistry's so good. He has that ear, and he helps me out a lot. Like, I love getting someone else's opinion on what they hear and, you know, what, you know, since they got that experience, you know, that helped me out a lot. Yeah. So hearing his side, too, and Reno always has his input, too. Like, it's a team effort, man.
Well, how does it feel that you may be, like, y'all may have, like, probably the dopest team, like, in Austin.
We do have the dopest team in
Austin. Like, that shit.
Like, as far as, like, you know, like, one of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I would at least say, you know what I'm saying? Like, one of. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that's something I can't be bragging dope shit about. It's like, my crew is ill as fuck. And I'm so proud of my fucking crew. I'm so proud to have them in my corner. I'm blessed beyond means. Like, you know, people go through I've never been through the motions where I had to go through different managers and do with all this fuckboy shit or do this and shit.
Who's the artist they first started managing? Were you the first?
Huh?
Were you the first artist that they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like Jay-Z.
Hova.
Just rocking for the days. Hova.
Sweet. Well, write something else. Write your name.
But yeah, I think that's like, y'all have a pretty dope team.
Like, I'm glad I made that decision to be with, you know.
Yeah.
And that it's just working out. Like, it's cool because Reno's worth ethic is as sickening as mine.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it's okay. It's not like, it's never too much. Of course, I know you know what I'm saying? We're both married people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we're blessed to have both our spouses believe in us and know what, you know, that's just, this is our dreams. And this is like, we're just be on it all the time. Like, sometimes it's hard to turn that switch up. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's, you know, I do. Sometimes when it comes to certain things, like if I have stuff coming up, or like if I have something that's like, I'm stressed out, or like, it's, you know. But we know how to do that. We know how to separate our families and do that shit too, and do our family stuff. And we always involve.
Did Rena ever think about managing P?
He's always said he would do it, but it's up to P, man. You know, P nigga, like Percy nigga.
Percy is not having that.
Write your full name.
Well, all right. Well, I think we're gonna. I think I tried to stop like 3 times.
I know. We just been talking. Yeah. My bad, guys. We're going to let y'all go.
It's cool. All right. Any last words?
No. Like I said before, man, just residency. Catch me every Friday. I'll be there to the end of the year. And, you know, then follow me then. My website, you know.
Are you trying to get on for South By?
Like I said, my manager, he sends me out for a request every year. So we'll see what happens, man. We'll see if something, you know, happens. I know last year I got some really good showcases. Look, here we go again. Yeah. I got some really good showcases last year. So, and I wasn't official. So, like, it was cool. But we shall see, guys. I'm sure I'll be on the scene on South By. So y'all catch me. All you out of towners that's listening, y'all come see me during South By. At least one show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you want to say bye to the people? Want to say bye? Mm-hmm. Say peace.
Peace.
So that was the Lonnie's and Friends.
Lonnie's and Friends.
Lonnie's and Friends.
Yeah.
Peace.
Do with me as you will.